over election power at the U.S. Supreme Court. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The justices hearing arguments in a North Carolina dispute between state lawmakers and state courts over regulating voting rules in federal elections. Right now, disputes go to state court. Those in favor of change cite the independent state legislature doctrine.
They argue the U.S. Constitution actually gives state lawmakers power to oversee federal elections such as mail-in ballots, district boundaries, and voting rules. Opponents worry that state lawmakers could potentially throw out the electors chosen by voters on election day, put their own electors in, meaning that state legislatures could potentially pick a president of the United States. This is what then-President Donald Trump pushed after he lost in 2020.
Fox's David Spund at the Supreme Court. The case also focusing on the power of state courts to reject congressional districts drawn by state lawmakers if they violate the state constitution. Democrats will have a small but significant cushion in the Senate after winning a Georgia runoff.
Coming off the heels of Senator Raphael Warnock's victory in Georgia, giving Democrats a 51-49 majority in the Senate, an excited Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he still wants to work with Republicans.
There are a good number of Republicans in the Senate and the House who are not MAGA Republicans.
Schumer says the majority will make it easier to get President Biden's judicial nominees on the bench, committee chairs more flexibility to move bills forward, more oversight ability, and subpoena power to deal with issues like corporate corruption.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Republicans take control of the House in January. For now, both parties are working to meet December deadlines, including a spending bill needed to avoid a government shutdown next week. Police just confirming a shooting at a Walmart in Georgia, but it was a fight between two groups of people who knew each other. One person shot, no word on arrests. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Changes are coming to Illinois' no cash bail law just weeks before it takes effect.
Illinois Governor Democrat J.B. Pritzker signs a series of amendments and clarifications for electric monitoring, trespass violations, and public defender grants in his controversial Safety Act, which ends the cash bail system in Illinois starting January 1, as Republicans like State Senator John Curran say it's not enough because many other crimes, including burglary, are not detainable offenses under the new law.
We're going to continue to press to make sure the public enjoys their right to be safe.
State's attorneys across Illinois are also suing, citing the constitutionality and safety concerns over the looming no-cash bail law. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Checkmate in Peru's Congress, just voting to replace President Castillo with the vice president. This after Castillo tried to preempt the third attempt to remove him by dissolving Congress and calling for new elections. The Congress refusing that and ousting him instead. It's another possible ripple effect from COVID lockdowns early on during the pandemic. Fewer twins.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control shows the number of twin births fell 7% between 2019 and 2020. With the biggest drops in November and December 2020. Now, the study can't prove it's lockdown related, but counting back the months, it would coincide with the start of COVID-related closures, making fertility treatments that can lead to twin births less accessible. The single birth rate fell less, 3% that year. And the largest decline in twin births was for women over 40 who are most likely to use infertility treatment. Twin rates started to go back up at the end of 2021. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Stocks have been fluctuating after back-to-back sell-offs. Right now, the Dow's down 46 points. Oil prices sliding again, getting close to $72 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.